This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Hey,
it's
guys.
Your fault, Sarah.
It's Alice. And we're going to take a look at the music news here, and it's brought to you by our Saturday morning special. That's right. We're not done on Fridays. We're not done. We're never going to be over.
We're never going to be over.
You can now get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. We have a Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show in the past week, every Saturday morning, right here on the Alice. Alice, your special friend. How many years have gone by since Chris Cornell died? Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. What do you think, Vinny?
Well, we spent two in the pandemic, so I'm going to say four.
Yesterday was the fifth anniversary. If you had asked me, I would have said he died right before the pandemic. Five-year anniversary is today. Yeah. Sorry, it was yesterday.
Yeah, this one got me. I love him.
Yeah. I just, honestly, 5 years is a blink of the freaking eye.
I know.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it's been 5 years. So
I'm so glad that I got to see them go out as Temple of the Dog and do that show in the city. It's it's one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite albums. And then he passed away not long after that.
It's so sad. Fifth anniversary of Chris Cornell's death yesterday. There are all kinds of tributes. If you're looking, I mean, that's easy to find. His widow, Vicky, did a whole video. There are some tributes from the other members of Soundgarden. Rest in peace, Chris Cornell. Yesterday, I could not believe it. Five years. It's unreal. Oh, that is a long tribute. Taylor Swift, she gave a commencement address to New York University's class of 2022 at Yankee Stadium yesterday. And, she doled out some legit advice. In fact, the reviews of her speech were that it was excellent and really funny. And you can find audio of the entire thing. We didn't bother with that, but because it's long. But she doled out some like life lessons. And so they are, you didn't do it alone. We are each a patchwork quilt of those who have loved us, those who've believed in our futures, those who showed us empathy and kindness, told us the truth, even when it wasn't easy to hear, those who told us we could do it when there was no proof of that. And listen, we're also a product of the people who were mean and the people who put in us the will to succeed despite their thoughts about us. Like, we really are the product of everything that's happened to us to this point. I think it's a great point. She said
it's very well put. What did she say? Yeah. A quilt?
We are a patchwork quilt of those who have loved us, those who have believed in us, etc.
Yeah, that's very well put. Good job.
I know. It's really nice. She said, if those people are still in your life, make sure you show them some gratitude. She also said, you get what you get. It's what you do with it. You don't always get the things you picked out of the menu in the delivery service of life, she said. You get what you get. And you should be proud of what you do with it. So that one's all right. That's pretty good.
That's not as good.
It's decent. Learn to catch and release. You can't carry all things, all grudges, all updates on your ex, all enviable promotions your school bully got at the hedge fund his uncle started. You need to decide what is yours to hold on to and let the rest go. You get to pick what your life has time and room for. Be discerning. I think that's excellent advice.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the cringe. She said, quote, I promise you, you're probably doing or wearing something right now that you will look back on later and find revolting and hilarious. You can't avoid it, so don't try to. Trends and phases are fun. Looking back is and laughing is fun.
Embrace it. It's amazing.
Effortlessness is a myth. Never be ashamed of trying. The people who wanted it the least were the ones I wanted to date and be friends with in high school. The people who want it the most are the people I hire to work for my company.
False.
But she's a boss, bitch. Mm-hmm. Effortlessness is a
myth. You know what? I agree with her 100%. I want to see people try. I want, if you don't make it, if you fail, I will applaud you either way. But that whole I'm not going to try. Oh, I have a job interview. I don't want to. I'll be scared that I won't get it. Come on, right. Man.
Put a little effort into it.
Go and see what happens. Bet on yourself. Try.
You're all you've got.
Right.
Here's another one. I like this one. Mistakes do not equal failure. In your life, you will misspeak. Trust the wrong people. Underreact. Overreact. Hurt the people who didn't deserve it. Overthink. Not think at all. Self-sabotage. And I'm not going to lie. These mistakes will cause you to lose things. I'm trying to tell you, losing things doesn't just mean losing. A lot of the times when we lose things, we gain things too. And then finally, and I think you've got audio on this one. We'll just do this one.
All right. We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires and fears, our scars and our dreams. And you will screw it up sometimes. So will I. And when I do, you will most likely read about it on the internet. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
I was waiting for her to say, if you're breathing, you're wealthy.
I was waiting. I totally thought the same thing, Vinny.
I mean, if she was going to say that, I was going to fall out of my seat. And this seat has arms. It would have been hard to get out of this thing, but I would have done it.
Breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out. Hard things will happen to us. We will recover. We will learn from it. We will grow more resilient because of it. If you want to listen to the whole thing, if maybe you're graduating and you're looking for a little bit of inspiration, the reviews are wildly great for this thing. You know, the hard thing about giving a commencement speech and being Taylor Swift at the same damn time is that you only get to give each speech once. Like, you know, when you're human, you can have that go-to speech.
Mm.
You know, he had that failure speech that he used to give, and he would do anybody. Well, yeah, what? Who's graduating? Yeah, I'll do it. What? I got that. But she's gonna have to write a whole nother speech next time she does it. So
or not do it at all. Like,
or not
just
do it at all.
Or you just peaked. Yeah, you're done. Yeah, anyone asked you, hey, you want to do that again? No, refer to my previous.
Yeah. Yeah, it was at Yankee Stadium.
Play that.
30,000 people.
Check out this YouTube link. You can play it there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just roll this.
Just roll this little screen.
It all
I really
still
like that.
Up.
I hate that, you know, that sometimes, and I probably come off this way too, that, you know, old man get off my lawn or, you know, the way we used to do it. Geez, everybody's so. I don't like that, but I do think that some harsh realities do need to be shared with kids, like the trying and like the failure. And, you know, these are things you need to get with.
Yeah.
Accept it. It's part of living.
Yep. You're not going to be perfect. And you, even no matter how hard you try, but you should still try. Try, try, try. Porno for Pyros, they're performing live for the first time in 26 years this weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's in Daytona Beach where, Bryn, weren't you born in Daytona Beach?
I was
Beach?
Born there. Mm-hmm.
So funny. Porno for Pyros. They are performing live for the first time in 26 years at something called the Welcome to Rockville Festival in Daytona Beach. Jane's Addiction was actually supposed to play. They had to pull out. Dave Navarro is going through kind of long COVID, and he's just like, I can't do it. Parif Arial got all his other band to step in. So he said, we're blue that Jane's cannot be with you. I am still coming to Daytona myself, Stephen Perkins, Pete DiStefano, and Mike Watt. We'll play some Jane songs for you as well, but for now, let's recall. My boat's capsized. It's going to sink to the bottom. I can see the lights on the shore. They actually did reunite in 09 to play at Perry's 50th birthday celebration.
Porno did.
Porno for Pyros did. And they were part of Lollapalooza's 2020 live stream. But so to be clear, this will be the first time playing live on stage at a place in 26 years.
Porno for Pyros is one of my weirdest live show experiences of all time. And I've seen... I don't know that I know this story.
Tell me all about
it. You do know this story. I saw Porno for Pyros in Tijuana in some... at some venue. I don't even remember the name. Perry, and look, I don't know this guy's history with drugs or alcohol. I don't know if this was a one-time thing or he had a bad, you know, 5 years or what. But we were all there waiting for the show to come on. They came on late, and Perry was in such a condition that someone crawled out onto the stage on their hands and knees, sat down on the ground at his feet and held him at the knees. And Perry did the show like that. I don't know what he was on. I don't know.
Like a little stand. A little.
He had a guy holding him up, and as it was as if he was in, like, you know, like how kids will go, "You can't see me," and you tell your kid, "No, I'm looking right at you. I can see you."
This no, guy just I can't see you, so you can't see
this
me.
This guy just sat on the ground at Perry's feet, holding him at the knees so Perry wouldn't fall over, and they did the show like that.
Was he weaving prior to the guy coming out?
All I remember is that guy stayed there for the whole show. I'd never seen Perry. It before, and I've never seen it again. And I guess that, you know, what was the other option? They cancel,
right.
I guess.
I'll take
it. So my preference was that they did their show, and they did.
And I'll end with this. Cardi B put a big tweet out about, because she's got those knife fingers. You know, mm-hmm. She's one of those chicks with the three-inch nails. Mm-hmm. And people ask her, how are you changing diapers? How are you dealing with your children when you have knife hands? And so she put together a little video. The thing is, she changes the diaper on a stuffed animal, which is impervious. I mean, you can, of course, you could stab. It's not going to yelp with pain. But she does seem to be able to get her fingers sideways as she does this whole thing. Like, instead of being able to grasp with her hands, she has to more like kind of shove with her hands. It's a pretty interesting video. Go ahead.
Take it off. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, put it all the way down and go like that. You always want to make sure you clean the butt cheeks, the butt cheeks, the butt cheeks, the butt cheeks. Make sure it's clean.
Mom.
Hold on, KK.
Why are you cleaning the butt?
And then, you know, I take it off. Now that everything is so clean, then I just open the diaper. I don't know, is it because I've been... You know, I have two kids, so I could do it probably a little faster. Maybe because I've been wearing nails
Mommy,
this long since I was 19.
Mommy, why are you doing that to the bear?
It's a long story.
So, and then,
it's a
then,
long
then she
story.
Tries to. She's like wrestling this thing's legs into pants, and
you
I
know
mean,
what?
This is...
I am absolutely the opposite. I hate doing anything for fashion that's going to bum me out during the day. Like, whatever.
Right.
But I give her credit. I give our Jane credit. You ever seen those boots she wears? Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Who can walk in those things? But people do things for fashion, and those nails apparently are, since she's 19?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. You know, you ever go to like a grocery store or some checkout thing and the girl or guy, whatever, has the really long nails and they've got to kind of like flatten out their fingers to type in your thing and they can barely handle your thing. I'm always like, it just feels like a handicap to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so sorry that you have those. Could I get you a nail clipper?
You know what?
Type that in for you.
We just talked about the guy who eats Big Macs every day. And while, you know, it's not for me, people do what they enjoy. And those nails, for some reason, are worth the work. I don't know, you know, I don't know why she likes that. Why wouldn't you at one point cut them short and go, oh my God, I feel liberated
again. Right. Oh my God. I mean, honestly, how does she even like type words on her phone? It's just so bizarre. Anyway, Cardi B, she's got it all figured out. Look at her trying to snap. So funny. Also, back in the old days when she was a stripper, she would knock dudes out with drugs and rob them. Just a reminder, quick reminder there.
Right.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Extrovert or introvert clones, Cheetos, and more after.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right, here's what's happening. Another hot day. It's going to be in the 80s again. So,
that's
hello,
hot. Stay
summer.
Stay cool.
The Warriors won game one last night, 112-87.
Oh, that's a convincing win.
It is a convincing win. You're right. They next play Friday night at 6 o'clock, and tonight is game two for the Eastern Conference Finals. That's the other one. Boston at Miami tonight at 5:30.
All right.
Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Kill it!
Okay.
Let me bring you this little update real fast. The COVID wave is accelerating across the United States. Maine is the only state to report a slight decline in the last 2 weeks. 53% jump in cases and a rise in hospitalizations reflects how case growth has moved beyond the Northeast.
Oh boy.
And they're talking about how while that's happening, it hasn't changed public behavior at all.
Yeah, people are over it.
1 in 3 Americans say this pandemic's over, whether you like it or not.
Mm.
That's their decision. They've decided it's over, and I'm not going to spend any more time on it. Concern among Americans has ticked up slightly, but there's absolutely no behavior change. If anything, behaviors have moved the other direction. So, and that includes dining out, going to shows,
yeah,
going to ball games. And I'm with those people. I want to go have some fun too. Absolutely. Can't wait.
Yep.
I want to go see baseball. I'd love to see the Warriors, but I'm not even going to try and get tickets to that. I saw Guy Fieri on the court side and was like, I wonder if Bryn can make a call for me and Sarah. I mean, you know.
We talk about them all the time. We have a whole radio station dedicated to them.
Yeah, Alice is the Game. Hello.
Yeah. Alice is the Game, a subsidiary station of the Alice.
Right.
Check with our assistant who runs that.
That'd be great. Yeah, check into that. Anyway, that just goes, it's the reality. We're all over it, and the behaviors are going against what we're actually seeing, and I think everyone's just like, no.
And yet, if you have something fun coming up and you get COVID, you're kind of screwed. can't be that person that brings that with you someplace. Don't do it.
Exactly. Anyway, so there's that. I just wanted to mention it real quick that it appears we're numbers are going up and people do not give one about it.
They give zero F's. Okay.
So this is a fun story.
Okay. Let's see.
Almost exactly 1 year ago, a 27-year-old woman named Lucy Ray was in the news after she decided to after she climbed into a spider monkey enclosure in El Paso at the El Paso Zoo and started feeding them Cheetos.
Cute. They're so cute. I mean, of course you would do that if you could.
Was this your thing about feeding squirrels? You think they're cute, so you just thought
they're
you'd feed them?
They're so cute. Because they got the little hands, you know? Spider monkeys, they have those like little tiny human hands. They're so cute.
Okay.
I would love to
have some
spider monkies. Oh.
Waded across a 3-foot moat. Oh. Hand-fed Cheetos to two different monkeys, and someone got it all on video. She then got arrested for criminal trespass and still claims, I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm not going to say I'm sorry.
Oh, she her defense fully was, I am going in. I want to. Oh, they're not the kind of monkeys I thought they were. That monkey was huge.
That might not have been the one, then.
Little tiny monkeys.
Maybe there's more than one in that.
Yeah, maybe. That could
enclosure.
Be.
Here we go. Anyway, she claims they were super excited and happy to see me.
Yeah, sure.
Zoo officials say they're actually freaked out and upset in the video. And obviously, the special diet they're on doesn't include bright orange cheese puffs.
Listen, cheese puffs are delicious. Everybody should once in a while. Look, they can break their diet once in a while. And now they've had Cheetos, and that's the end of that. They're going to always want Cheetos. That's
Lucy was working as a legal assistant at a law firm when this happened, and they fired her for it.
Oh.
She says she's still upset. Some news outlets call them flaming hot Cheetos when they were really just regular ones. Because they're making it sound way worse.
Right.
You know what? It is way worse. I love hot stuff, and I don't like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. They're not
as
plain.
They actually just sort of let your whole head on fire and numb, and then your mouth numbs out. Like, they're not like that. I don't like them.
I just don't think they're as tasty. You do?
Yeah, I do.
I like a regular Cheeto.
You'll go Flamin' hot over regular?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not me.
I'm a Flamin' Hot guy. Then my fingers get all red, though.
Well, but that's going to happen.
Your eyes,
you're
effed.
Yeah, don't get that chili powder in your eyes.
You can rub your eyes with the regular orange one. It doesn't hurt as much.
Do they burn coming out too?
I think if you eat a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, did Sarah just ask that question?
She did.
Did she go there?
Yes, I went there. So what about, wasn't it like Lil Yachty or somebody was eating a huge bag of those every single day.
Little Peep.
Little Peep?
Look up Lil Peep. It was the kid that was going out with Miley Cyrus's little sister.
Noah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Check me out, Sarah. I listen to you. I listen to your show every day.
Sorry, it's Lil Xan.
Damn Lil Xan. But, you're so convinced.
That was really good, though.
But
was Was Lil Xan going out with Noah Cyrus?
I think so. Let me just double check.
I got to get at least half of this right.
You got a 50%. I'll give you 250.
Oh, you owe me a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Check your Venmo.
That's right.
Oh, was I right?
Yeah, Noah Cyrus.
Right.
Lil Xan and Noah Cyrus.
Yeah. Lil Xan.
Flaming hot Cheetos. They'll hurt you. You have to.
That's
the
kid
ER.
That ate so many that he ended up in the ER, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. He burned his whole stomach lining off. You got to take it easy on stuff. You know, it's fine. Have something that you like, a little bit of it, even
this
a lot
lady,
of it once in a while.
Go ahead. This lady did an interview with a station in El Paso the other day and said the only lesson she's learned from all this is that sharing Cheetos is wrong, apparently. So she's learned nothing then.
Okay, great. Yeah, she can't see why that might be problematic.
These aren't your pets. They're on display for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
Their
life is already horrible.
For a reason.
Right.
Jerko lady.
And now you've just turned them onto Cheetos, and they're never going to get to have those again. It's why you should never fly first class unless you always can.
I thought this was kind of interesting. The best places to live in the U.S. in 2022 and 2023. Number one is Huntsville, Alabama.
Really?
They call it a once a sleepy farming town. It's now gained national recognition during the space race of the 60s and beyond, and has mm-hmm. become a great destination, and it's affordable, which is the main reason that it gets up there at number one. Colorado Springs, Green Bay, Wisconsin, also highly affordable. Boulder, Colorado, but at number five, San Jose.
Oh, Fremont not in it this time, huh? I'm surprised Fremont didn't make the list. They usually
San Jose, California comes in at number five on the list of best places to live in the U.S. I'm surprised because cost is an issue.
Yeah,
it's pricey down there.
The other things must outweigh that, you know.
And coming in at number 10, San Francisco, California.
Oh, really? Huh.
Again, with the cost being an issue.
And the San Francisco snow. It's a... Yeah. It's tough to live in the city these days.
It is. You know what's funny is, you know, the Warriors are in the playoffs. And
yeah, yeah.
Charles Barkley's one of the part of one of the announcing teams, and he has slammed San Francisco ruthlessly, and people are like, "God, that's not nice." He's like, "I don't care," but he's, you know, talking about the San Francisco snow, among other things that are problems.
Yeah, that's smashed glass. Anyone who's thinking that's a cocaine reference, it isn't. It's actually that you need shoes in the city these days for more than just the smashed glass. It's also
the broken
all
windows,
kinds of
right.
Yeah,
things you don't want to. You don't want to step right on a lot of things in town. Got some problems.
Anyway, that's
here
from U.S. News, and they analyzed a bunch of popular metros. Huntsville, Alabama, number one, and San Jose, five, and San Francisco, 10, everybody.
All right.
Yay!
If they say so, I believe them.
Yay.
Of course, Huntsville, Alabama is top of that list, so.
Right.
What are you supposed to do with that, right?
Move to Huntsville. Can you go to Zillow, please, and find us a house in Huntsville and...
I bet it's affordable.
Nice big one. Yeah, let's see what $1 million in Huntsville, Alabama will get you.
A million bucks?
Yeah,
how
let's
about
go
if we
a million
see what 100,000 gets us? How about we check that?
I'm saying if you could work from home and you could move to Huntsville, Alabama, and you're out here, and listen, you can't even get a condo for $1 million out here. So what are we looking at there? You've got money to spend.
So the first thing I see, let me just share my screen with you guys.
All
is
right,
a
fantastic.
3-bed, 2-bath, and it is a whopping $109,000.
Oh. All right. You got a big yard?
That
or what's
is what
got?
We're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice looking house.
It's all right, yeah.
Show me something
good.
High end. That's just a little ranch. I want to see a mansion.
Well, everything I'm looking at here. Oh, look at this.
Go high to low. Go high to low. Go up to the top and sort high to low. See the sort right there on the upper right-hand side?
Oh, my God. You're a pro at this.
High to low. There it is. Okay. I use Redfin typically.
All right. Well, they do have stuff in the millions.
Let's see here. This is not even built yet.
Yeah. Get me down to the middle. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's nice. Look at that. 1.6. Oh, that's a beautiful old home. Oh, look at that.
How much is that one?
1.6.
1.6, yeah.
Oh, look at the people laughing it up on the porch.
That's a 4,500 square foot home.
How big's the lot? You went past it already.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
There it is.
Yeah, 0.68 acres.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, it's not that affordable. That's pretty freaking nice.
It's nice.
That's all.
Okay. According to a new survey, millennial moms say we're so busy we would jump at the chance to clone ourselves.
Oh.
I don't think you need to be a millennial mom. Any mom given the opportunity to have help would ask for it and would want it, right?
Yes.
I mean, the cloning thing does bring questions, sure.
Right.
But
do we really need two moms? And also, will that lady take care of the wifely duties? That'd be nice.
What?
Just think of all the free time I had if I cloned myself.
That.
My God.
That is what you think of? You want to put all the duties onto your clone?
Yeah. I mean, she's lucky to be alive. I made her. Now she's going to do all the hard stuff.
Now, as a husband, I need both of you guys to participate.
The average person estimates they'd need 4 clones to handle all the tasks they'd like to get done. And luckily, among the participants in this survey, they didn't say, do my husband.
Oh, that's among the things I need to get done.
Housekeeper, laundry service, chef, and nanny and babysitter are the things that
imagine
moms
that
really
if you could have
most.
If you could have yourself as a full-time like that's that clone's only job, keep this place clean. They just follow everyone around, wiping things up, picking up clothes. You could just be a slob and they'd just clean the place for you.
It goes on, and none of them again are take care of my husband. Personal assistant, personal
deep,
shopper.
All of them.
Tutor, homework helper, handy woman.
Oh, yeah.
Chauffeur and doctor or nurse. Again, none of them on the
handy.
List.
Oh, you said right there,
clone.
Handy woman. Hello.
No.
Handy woman.
That's handy.
To your wifey duty.
Yeah. I'm busy napping. I got to have someone to do my job, too. That'd be great. She'll be so much friendlier, you guys.
I can't tell if that was cute and funny word choice there or poor choice of words.
Which one? Which one? The handy?
It's not that hard, girl.
It's not that hard, girl. Her duties are not that hard.
No, the duties are not that hard. Yeah, yeah. Believe me, things are harder than they seem. Jesus.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys said. Barkley even got a dig at the Warriors' expense last night during their win, claiming they have to go small to win with 3 pointers. So what? And then they won. I watched him badmouth the Warriors too. And I also watched him
Charles.
Say, the Mavericks are going to win this one. And then they didn't.
Convincingly didn't.
So. My kids and grandkids moved to Manteca and want us to move here. But hubby says, I love San Jose. Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, if you're already in San Jose, just stay there. Manteca, though, you know, there's some affordable housing out there. I know that Manteca, you know our friend Furry? Her kids were, like, big into baseball, and they would go to Manteca. She'd have to spend whole weekends in Manteca. And
Where is it? Is it south or north?
It's like, isn't it, like, Stockton area, Manteca?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I only accidentally went to Stockton once. I don't.
Oh.
Accidentally, yeah. It's actually straight up east. It's right above Modesto, north of Modesto.
Oh.
South of Stockton. So
Manteca, everybody.
All right.
Have you tried the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos? Just the right amount of heat. Yeah, I like those ones better. Those are better than the...
I never tried those ones. I like the original. Just give me the plain old bag of Cheetos. The whole bag, please. Thank you.
Flaming hot Cheetos with cream cheese is a chef's kiss. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A chef? Oh, that sounds good.
I've had
cream cheese really does take it down a notch and then just the creaminess with the spiciness.
Yeah, it's really
a
good.
A chef's kiss.
The number of people who've turned professional on snacking is beyond belief.
Well,
it should not be an art form. Snacking should be something you do real quick in between meals, not
you're an eat to live guy.
Yeah, I am.
So you don't know about the art of snacking.
It's the art.
Yeah.
925 has a question about how you clean yourself with those long nails. Look.
Yeah.
Down there.
She seems to be willing to accept whatever troubles those nails come with.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I'm sure she can still just let water run on that area in the shower, right?
Yeah. And probably, you know, she's going to be a washcloth and or scrubby brush girl. Like, that's, you're not getting all up in the areas that you need to. With soapy fingernails like that. I guess, Bryn. I don't know.
Oh, look at this.
What now?
346. No idea.
Let's see.
Tell Vinny laundromats are called washaterias in Texas.
Oh, take it down to the washateria?
I like it.
Let's just go with washateria from now
good.
On.
346 is Houston.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there
Texas.
It is. Right. A washateria.
Laundromat.
Laundromat.
Taylor just reminded me of something. What you view as failure, others may view as something great. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Why would they? think that.
Okay. I don't know.
I shouldn't question the text. It's not like they're here to answer.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.